The specs on the virtual prototype almost made sense. He was so close to understanding. All he had to do was... What the hell, Rodney? Rodney jumped back in his desk chair. Hey, I'm working on an extremely complicated problem here. You can't just barge in like that. The fate of the expedition could be resting on my undivided attention. Shepard parked himself against the lab table right next to Rodney's computer, completely unfazed. What did you tell Elizabeth? Crap. So much for understanding the virtual prototype. Rodney gave Shepard his best wide-eyed look. Elizabeth? What makes you think I talked to Elizabeth? Oh, come on, Shepard said. He crossed his arms over his chest. You had to have said something. She's on my case now. She's making me say Heitmeier. Right, well, it wasn't like he was going to make any progress with Shepard hovering like this. Rodney saved the notes he'd just made and looked up. You do realize that Dr. Heitmeier is a professional and might actually be able to help you, right? Shepard made a face at him. What did you tell Elizabeth? Nothing! She figured out it was the ascension device all on her own. Shepard's face went dark. You told her about the device? No, I mean, okay, I might have said something about it being a kind of virtual reality, but I didn't tell her what kind. Whatever conclusion she jumped to on her own. Look, Colonel, I don't know how to put this, but you have a problem, and if Heitmeier can help you with it, then you need to let her help you. If she can help me, Shepard said, that's a big if. I still can't figure out why it's letting you in, Rodney grumbled. According to the database, the only one it was supposed to let in on demand was Serja herself. Really? Shepard suddenly looked a little queasy. Christ, he said. It thinks I'm her. What? Rodney stared at him. How do you know that? I don't. I mean, not really. I just... Shepard's frown went thoughtful. Wait, you said she evacuated to Earth, right? So maybe she ended up with a kid or two. Rodney made a face and rolled back in his chair a bit. You can't possibly... I mean, given the vagaries of mutation and genetic drift, even if you were her direct descendant, the probability that you would have a significant number of her genes is infinitesimal. I had to get my ATA gene from somewhere, Shepard said. Okay, whatever. The exact nature of your parentage is irrelevant, Rodney said. What matters is that you're the only one who can get in there. Look, that thing has to have an independent power source, some kind of long-lasting, low-power generator. If you can remove it, it'll take the force field down, and then I can get in and dismantle the thing. But Shepard still looked queasy. I can't, he said, low and desperate, like Rodney had just asked him to chew off his own foot or something. Oh, for God's sake, you'd rather have an incurable, deadly addiction? No, Shepard said. I can't. If I go in there, I won't be able to resist it. Trust me, Rodney, I'm sure of this. Crap, Rodney said with feeling. You can't just grit your teeth or something? No. Right. Okay, we'll think of something else. Just don't do anything idiotic, okay? I'm trying, Shepard said. Rodney only wished they could be sure he was succeeding.